I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Vermont wants to step up its regulatory role of radioactive materials used in the state, but that does not involve new state oversight of the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant. VPR's John Dillon has more.
The Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission regulates all kinds of nuclear material, from isotopes used in healthcare to instruments used in industry.
Vermont is asking to do what other many other states have done, which is sign an agreement with the NRC whereby they would take on those responsibilities.
Neil Sheehan is with the NRC. He says that the feds grant the approval, primary oversight of Vermont Yankee and its decommissioning would remain with the federal government. He says the state wants to take over the licensing and regulation of other nuclear materials. Bill Irwin is radiological program chief at the Vermont Department of Health. He says most of the materials are used in hospitals and healthcare settings.
Most uses in medicine are of materials that have very short half-lives, so that if they're used for patient treatment or patient diagnosis, the level of radioactivity decreases very rapidly in the patient.
Irwin says 37 states now regulate nuclear material. He says Vermont already oversees some aspects of radiological safety, such as radiation produced by machines in hospitals and universities.
And this consolidates all of the uses of ionizing radiation, whether they're from machines or from radioactive materials, into one entity for all of the users in the state of Vermont, which makes it a little bit, I would say, much more convenient for the organizations in Vermont that we would regulate.
Irwin says transferring oversight to the state would also keep the needed expertise within state government. He says that technical experience will be useful even as the Vermont Yankee plant moves toward decommissioning.
And this is a way for us to take people that have been working very hard to manage the safe operation of Vermont Yankee for many decades and keep them on board and have them engaged in new activities regulating the use of radioactive materials at other facilities.
Two full-time employees would likely be needed to staff the regulatory program. Irwin says the state hopes to get federal approval and make the changes sometime in 2017. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.